Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Edition of the High Hopes Podcast. The Phillies just whooped the Astros' ass at Citizens Bank Park edition in the World Series. In the freaking World Series, Jack Fritz, James Hill. We're looking at CBP right now. Like, if you want to know where we're at with the High Hopes Podcast right now, Jack Fritz and I are recording this in Citizens Bank Park. Like, I have no words right now. That was amazing tonight. The Phillies just kicked their asses, man. They're 6-0 with CBP. Like, they're unbeatable here. I didn't think you could get more electric than the NLCS. And it was, like, way more electric tonight. Jack Fritz, buddy, you're sitting right next to me, which is hilarious. Hey, but here, how you doing? What's going on, pal? How you doing, pal? Oh, my goodness.
James.
Oh, man.
I think this team's won the World Series. Like, I said after the Schwarber homer game one in San Diego, I was like, I think they're going to go to the World Series. Tonight, I was like, I think they're going to go to the World Series. I think they're going to win the World Series. I think it's going to be game over. And I just... You know, it was almost, I said this to a bunch of people while we were leaving, but I kept saying, that was too easy.
Like, you said it to everybody. You said it to everybody. Every person you could find. Like, oh, Jack Fritz, you're like, too easy. It's too easy.
I thought this was supposed to be hard, you know? I'm just literally kicking my feet up and enjoying a simple World Series win. Listen, I know that's getting ahead of myself, and I know saying that, you know, I think this team's going to win the World Series. It's like getting, you know, I understand. You want to hold back and you want to calm down.
It goes against the whole history of this podcast is what it does. Yes, it does. Yes.
Well, and it directly affects my usual mushing of this team.
Yes.
But I think this team has reached a point where it's unmushable. I really do. And I sit here and it's like, how am I not supposed to think they're going to win the World Series? Like, they're at home, which is just a place that it's turned into a magical, magical feeling.
Yeah.
It's turned into a place to where this team, like, I think every single game two, when they're on the road and they're just sitting there, all they're thinking about is, like, can't wait to get back.
I know.
Can't wait to get back in front of that fan base and just start, you know, enjoying the party. And, you know, I think, in a weird way, Castellanos is like the perfect example of this. You know, like, he's talking about the jungle. Like, we saw his like whole family before the game. They're welcome.
We did. Like, shout out to Leonard. I gave Leonard a high five.
They're like, welcome to the jungle as a part of their like shirts that they're wearing. You know, and it's like those guys are so invested. And when you see how invested in, like, because you look at Castellanos, and it seems like, I can't tell how much he really wants to be here. And then, like, you see how he is, and it's like, oh, so Nick Castellanos is all in. So then,
dude, him playing to the crowd after the catch. Yeah. He was going to the crowd and being like, yeah! Like, that was insane. I've never seen the first out of a World Series game lead to a guy, like, revving up the crowd. That was insane, Jack.
It was. And I'm just being completely honest with, like, everyone out there listening. Once it went up about, like, 6-0, I was like, well, this is a party. Like, I don't remember anything that happened from, like, the fifth through, like, the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Like, I was on cloud nine, and I've been on cloud nine. And I continue to sit here, and I'm just, like, I'm so giddy. Like, I'm so giddy with where we're at with this baseball team. You know, shout out to Ranger.
Shout out to Ranger.
Like, you know, we talk about Nola, we talk about Wheeler. And it's like, dude, Ranger Suarez is good, mm-hmm. you know? And I know that he went through the beginning of the year where people are like, well, I don't know if he's really a starter. And then, like, he got hot. And it was like, no, Ranger's still pretty good. And then, you know, cooled off and had the bad, you know, last start in Houston, which, you know,
the hangover start, let's call it.
A little different circumstances. But was, you know, he wasn't great in Atlanta. And you know, all he's done the last couple of starts is just like go out there and take care of business. Like he is looking like the Ranger that when we talk about not having a pulse and always being calm and always being in control of everything, like, dude, not only did this guy come in on the road in Houston in game one, but the guy just came out here tonight and just shoved against a team that won 106 games at home, like in our first World Series game in like 13 years. Like, it was nothing, man. Like, it was absolutely nothing. And I love the guy. Like, I feel like I could say I love you about almost every
whole team, man. The whole team.
I love Ranger Suarez. Like, I love Ranger Suarez. Like, I love that that's our guy. And it feels pretty reassuring that, you know, we had watched him for the last year and a half and we're like, that guy could definitely pitch a playoff game.
Yep.
And like tonight he's just going like shutty against the Houston Astros. So it was amazing. And I would just like to like send a very, very special message to Las Vegas. Keep setting the Phils at 3.5 for home games. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it because we'll keep taking advantage of it.
Yeah, it's hard to describe what it was like here tonight because, you know, it's so funny. It's almost like a bit now where I'm like, well, I go to the NLDS game. That's the best crowd I've ever been a part of in my life in, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sporting events that I've been to. That was easily the best. Then I go to the LCS game. I'm like, oh no, that was the best a week later. And it was better tonight. It was better. It was more intense in here. The first three innings, like once it was a party, it was kind of just a party. But the first three innings were the loudest I've ever heard a sports stadium in my life. I don't know if it came across on TV like that. I have to imagine it did. But in the building, it was the loudest I've ever heard a stadium in my life, Jack. You like to joke about how old I am. I'm old. I've been in a lot of stadiums. Nothing was close to tonight. Like, this was – it was unbelievable. And then for them to just dominate the game the way they did. Five home runs. The Phillies hit five home runs tonight. Like, no big deal. Five homers. Like, back-to-back for Schwarber and Hoskins. And it was just like, let's just – pour it on at the end. And to your point, Ranger was brilliant, man. And how about the fact that Nick Nelson and Kyle Gibson came in and took down shutout innings in a world? That's where we're at tonight, guys. That's where we're at. Game three of the World Series happened tonight, and we're talking about shutout innings from Nick Nelson and Kyle Gibson, Jack. Like, again, like, this whole thing is like, what world are we living in? What team are we watching, man? This is crazy.
Well, I just feel good that as someone that never doubted this team one day. I said on this podcast many times, get me to the World Series and pitch Nick Nelson because I fully trust him. really,
that is literally a sentence that has never been said by anyone. You are actually the – it's very rare you get to say a sentence where you know for a fact you are the first person in the history of the world to say that sentence. That just happened.
Me and the
Nick Nelson's dad, maybe. Yeah. Exactly.
It's insane. But that's kind of been the mantra of this team for the last 3 weeks. Is like anyone that you kind of doubted, like for example, we've pretty much gone through this entire lineup and been like, oh, that guy's had a and meanwhile, like there'd be times during the season where it'd be like, this guy sucks. Like, this guy's not him. He's a loser. You know, like, all these guys have had moments. Yeah. And Like have the starting staff, you know, Wheeler, Nola, like I'd be lying if I said I wasn't concerned about them. But then you keep looking at everyone in the bullpen. Like, I mean,
they've yet to give up a run, Jack. Jack, the Phillies bullpen, have pitched three World Series games and have given up zero runs in the bullpen. Like, that's a real stat. That's a stat. It's a real thing. It's a truism. The Phillies have given up zero runs in the bullpen in the World Series through three games. Like, what? The bullpen? The Phillies bullpen? Are we talking about the Phillies bullpen, Jack? The bullpen that we've talked about so many times on this podcast. How many times have we melted down about the Phillies bullpen and they're scoreless in the World Series? Like, yep, sure. Mm-hmm. Makes as much sense as anything else happening right now.
Well, it's so funny because, you know, we go from historically bad, like legitimately.
Literally, the worst in the history of baseball.
History of baseball. to a couple, again, this run is making all of that pain. I know. You want to talk about a podcast, UI, our community, the people that listen and live and die with us. Like, we went through the 2022 Phillies bullpen, but really it's not even just 2022. It's the 2020 Phillies bullpen.
2020, but 2021 too. Don't forget. Don't forget. Was it 35 blown saves or whatever it was?
Well, first off, it's like, there's been one good bullpen, I think, since 2008.
Yeah.
Like, even 9, 10, 11, it was like, okay. This bullpen, they were pretty good all year. I think they were actually one of the more underrated parts of the team. Mm-hmm. You know, you would watch them. It's like, they're not great. They're not unbelievable. But, you know, they have some stuff. But the fact that tonight you get a scoreless outing from those guys.
it's like,
and,
what?
And ultimately, like, you're wiping the floor with the Astros anyway. Like, they weren't coming back. But
they conceded. He put Jose Urquidy in the game. He's like, all right, see you tomorrow. It's like, thanks, Dusty. Cool.
Wow. He didn't allow a homer.
I know.
Kind of disappointing. I got to be honest. I dreamt of that moment for a while. By the way, real quick, we're talking about a Schwarber homer.
Yeah.
That wasn't.
I love it. Well, it wasn't into a steer rat. He hit it center field, so it can't be. Yeah.
I mean, it was adorable. It was a cute moment, but that's not it. That's not it. It's insane. And anyone that, like, I think the most special part about this team right now is that they come into games and go into the dugout and go into the clubhouse, and they all have this collective belief of, I don't want to let my guy down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that's it's a lot like this podcast. You know, we come in.
Damn right, buddy. Yeah.
It's like, I can't let my
like no voice. Oh, by the way, my ankle tonight, I pulled a David Robertson celebrating the Bryce Harper home run. Totally twisted my ankle. Like, I've been limping around all night, but you know what? Not going to stop me. That's what we do.
No, I mean, we'll call this the Seltzer Willis regain.
I think that's fair. I think it's the appropriate title for it. You know, it's the right title. Yeah.
You can't find someone else in this ballpark grinding as much as Seltzer is for this podcast that he's sitting down.
I forgot my mic connector. Jack had to give me his. I forgot my headphones, and I twisted my ankle. I could not have come up smaller tonight, and it didn't matter. We're here.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people label me as a me guy. You know, it's all about me, but I will say I objectively and making myself sound worse tonight.
Jack literally, because I didn't have an option. Like, Jack brought his headphones. I brought nothing. This is all my fault. 100%.
Well,
Jack's a team guy. That's what it is.
It's called being a professional.
That's right. Not me. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to a World Series game. I'm not bringing any. I brought my mic. It's a miracle. It's here. Yeah.
But for all the unsung, listen, we'll get to the dingers.
there are a lot of them,
but I kind of feel like anyone can break down the dingers.
Yeah, get it out of the park. It's cool.
Yeah, boring. I would rather
rally killers. Am I right?
I would rather break down. I'd rather break down. You know, the freaking four innings of shutout baseball from this bullpen. It's insane, man. But that's what I'm talking about. Like these guys, you know, I feel like they walk into the clubhouse, and when they don't do well, you know, they're kind of like, listen, I let my guy down, mm-hmm. I let my team down. And I just feel like when Rob Thompson, you're so deep in it, just go for it.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm fighting my baseball guy. but when Rob Thompson goes to these guys, you know, they're saying to themselves, he trusts me and he's got me. Yeah. And the fact that, listen, Kyle Gibson has been a bit of a joke.
Really? Really? Not by me. Until
for
recently.
A while. I know it was only an inning, but, you know, that's kind of the makeup of this team where, you know, like, just go to me. I'll get the job done. Trust me. And even if, like, I don't have the best stuff in the world, like, I'll figure it out. And what we're seeing, again, we said this a million times, and I was even thinking of tonight. You know, I was thinking of tonight. I was like, yeah, they might add Trey Turner. They might add whoever. They might add they might have better rosters for the next couple of years. But this is special, you know, and, like, the first time you go through a run with your guys. And the fact that, James, like, we're two wins away from the World
Series. Oh, man.
Dude, I can't physically say that without thinking it's not real. I mean, like, obviously it's real. We're here. We're, like, ecstatic. But we're talking about the Phillies, man, which I didn't think we'd ever do. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm sitting here. We're looking at Citizens Bank.
I know.
It's empty now, which is, like, even weirder. Like, I know. To be honest, we're looking at Citizens Bank Park. This is what I'm used to. You know what I mean? Yeah, turn around if you can. Don't tear your mic apart.
I'm trying not to. This is a really risky move, but I'm going.
Here we go. Is that better? No, other way.
Other way?
There you go.
There we go.
This is high quality.
This is what we do here.
High quality.
It's a good view. I can't see. It's good. You got it? It's pretty cool. It says World Series there, in case you didn't notice. Just saying.
Yeah, that's me. But, like, you know, what we're seeing right now is something that we're going to be able to tell our kids about.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to talk to other people about. Like, the 2022 Phillies are going to be remembered as one of the all-time.
Oh, my God.
I know.
How did this happen? Like, how? And it's so fun, too, because as you're talking about it and talking about this team and, you know, watching these guys and how cool it is to see our guys doing it. Like, it's also so cool to see them be the team we always wanted them to be. Like, obviously in production, like, they're winning games, but I'm talking about how long have we just asked to, like, watch them have fun playing baseball. Like, that was a thing that we've talked about for years, just being like, wouldn't it be cool to, like, actually feel like they're having fun playing a kids game? And, like, it's like a party. They're having a party down there, and you can tell that this crowd, like, they are feeding off it. I thought the biggest factor that this crowd had was the intensity it had against the opposing team. I thought the cheater chants, all, you know, what they did for the Astros, McCullers, and it made a difference. Don't get me wrong. I thought that was the biggest factor. But the biggest factor is what we're doing for the Phillies. Like, these guys are living off this. They are feeding off it. The numbers at home versus the road, like, especially offensively, are, like, insane. Like, they are a juggernaut in this building. And it's because, think about how long these guys have played in front of freaking right now. What it's like right now is more like what they've played in front of than what we saw tonight. Like, honestly, we're in front of an empty Citizens Bank Park. There's a few, like, people cleaning up and doing stuff. That is closer to the crowd that these guys are used to than what they've seen the last month, Jack. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I think we said it a couple times in this podcast, but I don't know how you're not intoxicated as a player by wanting to feel it again. And especially if you're a guy like Reese, you're a guy like Knowles, who have heard for a long time now, you don't let that place fill up, because the city will.
They probably thought we were all lying. They're right. Like, these a-holes have been telling me for years how great this is. It's like, they're clearly lying.
Yep. Yeah, we know this fan base. It's not that great. And the
bunch of Eagles fans, that's all they are, right?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And the second they get in, and the second they get a home playoff game,
oh,
the second this place starts filling up. And you know, I thought a lot. I thought a lot about the 08 newspaper article. I think it was Phil Sheridan that wrote it. Just about, you know, just like a special thank you to the fans that turned Citizens Bank Park into the coolest place in sports for the last month. And like, man, we're back, you know, like this has been the coolest thing in sports, like in all, like you can't name a cooler atmosphere in all of sports right now than Citizens Bank Park. Like, and that's insane. And you think about, you know, what this place used to be like and the white rally towels going and all the moments that we had from 07 to 11. And you sit here and it's like, dude, we've almost packed all the memories from 07 to 11
into one run. I know.
Like the Harper homer tonight, it's like, of course he did that.
Of course.
Of course he went yard. Yeah. Of course, he just set the tone early.
Yeah, like, he set the party off. Like, as soon as that, as soon as that homer, he hit that homer, we're like, okay, I remember. CVP, we're good. I don't know why I was ever nervous.
And frankly, like, if you listen to me on WIP today, throughout the day, I was like, well, I was nervous about the series. I felt good about tonight just because I felt like Ranger was going to have it. And listen, one member of this podcast said Lance McCullers can't pitch here.
You did. Shout out to you. That was a strong call by you. You've had some great calls. I want to give you I think the one you deserve the most credit for, because it's the most underrated, is you saying, I can't wait for CBP, the whole crowd to be singing Bryson Stott's walk-up song, because it's like every time now it's the whole crowd. And I would have, that's something I never would have thought of. And you freaking called that crowd. They don't sing anyone else's walk-up song. They sing Bryson Stott's walk-up song. Like, great work by you.
Well, it's part of being a producer. but it's just, you know, Harper hits the homer and it's like, oh, this is reassuring. Because frankly, James, like, waiting 2 days to watch the team again was kind of heartbreaking. And like, kind of soul crushing. I was like, hold on, I gotta, you know, I have to go through a whole nother day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, I don't totally remember like the wait between Game 5 being suspended and Game 5 starting up in 08. But now having to, like, really experience it, it's like, oh, this is disaster. you have off all Sunday. You have off Monday now. And now you got to just, like, get all revved back up. And that down period, I think, made me nervous about the team for no reason, really.
Yeah.
And the Wheeler injury still concerns me.
Sure.
You know, because I thought when the rain pushed it back, then we're getting Wheeler in game 5 and we'll get Wheeler in game 7 if necessary. And now it seems like we're only getting one Wheeler start. That definitely concerns me.
Might get no Wheeler starts, Jack. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to think positive.
I'm just saying, buddy. Now, we might not even need Zach Wheeler to pitch. I'm just saying.
Well, on the contrary, James, if they go up 3-1, yeah, they have a chance to close this thing out at home.
Ooh, buddy. You just go Wheeler.
Or you bring them out of the pen.
Yeah, buddy.
And give me like 2 innings where you're hopefully, I mean, can you please hit 97 for me? But, you know, you come out of the bullpen. Either way, like tonight was such a massive, massive win in a swing game in a World Series that I still can't believe they're playing in. but they're up 2-1 and they're up 2-1 heading into a game tomorrow with your 1B on the mound where he's up 2-1 rather than being down 1-2.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty big for Aaron. And I think that there's, dude, we've heard a lot about Aaron, you know, the last like week, I want to say, where it's like he has this inner burning and this inner competitiveness. And there's a large part of me that thinks that how he's pitched the last 2 games hasn't really sat well with him. And I just have a really good feeling that he goes out tomorrow night and goes shove City and gives us a nice
man
in the series. Like, Knowles, man, he's got us tomorrow. He's got us tomorrow. I trust our guy. I trust our guy to give us a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, I think he's going to be better at home, too. Obviously, the one home start he had, he was great. And I'm with you. Like, this is a perfect spot for him, right? He's coming in without the same type of pressure. To your point, 1-2, like, that is a must-win baseball game for all intents and purposes. And now he's got that pressure off. He just needs to go out and do his thing. And I think the crowd's going to carry him. Look, the same thing applies to pitchers as it does for hitters. You know, this infectious energy that comes from the crowd, like, I think it's going to make Aaron Nola better too. And again, like, it's hard to describe what it was like in here, you know, what it felt like. It was an intensity that I really haven't felt anywhere else in my life, honestly. Like, anywhere else in my life, I've never felt that kind of just intensity. And obviously, once they popped off and it kind of relaxed and it became a party, but for those first few innings through the Harbor Homer, it was really intense in here in a great way. And I think Nola's going to feed off that tomorrow. I'm right there with you. And again, you know, I was not nervous, and maybe it's my, I texted you. So Jack texted me. He's like, I'm getting nervous. And I was like, I was nervous that I was going to hit traffic, but I breezed right in and I feel great. And that was my mentality. And maybe it was silly, but it's like, I haven't seen them lose here. And when I'm here, it feels special and it feels magical. And it feels like they can't lose here. And I know that they can, and Houston's a good team and stuff, but man, like, I'm just not going to believe they're going to lose here until they lose here, Jack. Like, that's where I'm at.
And I think that's totally fair. And also just realized probably a bad idea to eat ice cubes.
Bad idea to what?
Eat ice cubes. into a time where I can't mute my microphone.
Yes.
You know, we're adjusting on the
fly. That's because you're a hero.
Right.
Again, I'm the asshole here. Sorry. Yes. Can I say asshole on the IM spot? Well, okay.
No.
But, sorry, guys. My bad.
But yeah. Noel's got some.
They're like vacuuming down here. They're like cleaning up Citizens Bank Bar because we're sitting up here. It's pretty wild. It's a pretty unique thing, guys.
But yeah, it's like I kind of had faith in Ranger tonight. I was like, he's got us. I was worried about Noel tomorrow, but I think that you go up 2-1 and you kind of just, it's right there. You know what I mean? Like, it's right there in front of you. And, you know, I just think he's kind of going to look at it and be like, it's go time, you know, and he's going to go for it. And, you know, I think that there's that part of him where he didn't pitch well in game 2. Out in San Diego, he didn't pitch really well game 1 in the World Series. And I'm sure he's like, listen, the St. Louis start was great. You know, he was dominant, getting them into the playoffs. But I think he's also waiting for another signature moment and another moment where it's like, I'm a big game pitcher. I got it. I'm good. I got us. And that's what tomorrow is. And well, it's actually later today.
So yeah, it's definitely today, buddy. Definitely today.
That's what today is.
Yeah.
And I think the offense will be fine. You know, again, keep setting the over-under at 3.5. but man, like, it's an old start. You know, like, go put us up 3-1, man. Like, go give us a 3-1 lead in the freaking World Series, and let us have one more chance to end this thing at home, and let us have a chance to clinch on our home turf and let the city just go nuts as they're celebrating that and a really inspiring win over the Houston Texans. You know, it's just a massive night for the city, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. And look, they've clinched on their home field both series. They had the opportunity to here, and we've been in the building for it. It's been special both times. And look, I love that it's Nola tomorrow, too, just from the synchronicity of this whole thing. Like, we've been talking this whole run, but all these moments and how these things have all lined up so perfectly. And it's Nolan Eflin closing out the clincher, and Nolan Eflin closing out the St. Louis game. And it's Gene with the hit, and it's Harper with the moment, and Reese with the moment. All that stuff. Of course Nola's going to go on shove tomorrow, right? Like, if what we're watching, this impossible to believe ride that we've been on is what it is, then Noel's gonna go out and shove tomorrow, because that's what this has been. That's what this has been this whole time. It's just been this every time we're like, oh, well, they can't win again, right? It can't be like 10-3, 11-3. They can't be 6-0 at home. Like at some point it's going to change. And it doesn't. It doesn't. They keep going out and being the best Phillies team we've ever seen over last month, man. Like it is magical. It is. I know that's been my word the whole time, but it's because it's, it feels hard to believe, man. It feels hard to believe. And you asked me on the last spot, and it's like, of course this is better than the Eagles Super Bowl run. Like, I'm sorry. It just is. And I know there are a lot of people in this city who, you know, Eagles Super Bowl is all we ever wanted. And, yeah, I thought I would die and never see it. And I love all that. And I'm right there with it. It was one of the best nights of my life. But, like this is something else, man. This is something else. This is something else. Like, being in this ballpark for this has been something else. It has been years of pent-up love of this team that you've just been waiting to really show, to really, and not just show, but like have a team worthy of showing it, have a team that deserves what we've seen here. And this team has met every moment. They've met every moment. Every time we come in here, we're like, all right, we're gonna freaking burn CDP to the ground with how intense we're gonna be tonight. Team's like, yeah, we're gonna beat that. Five homers. Yeah, but like they just every night they just meet us and exceed us. And like we've talked about a lot, but like the reason people love to go to games or to go to concerts or whatever it is, it's this communal experience. It's this shared thing. Like, you know, being human is all about like, you know, being with other people and experiencing. We're social creatures, all that stuff. Like, and to be in this ballpark with 46,000 Phillies fans feeling what we're all feeling, and to have the team feeding off it and succeeding because of it and matching us back, that's why we do this. That's why we go to games. That's why you go to concerts. That's why you have these communal experiences. Like, this is the best of that I've ever felt. Jack, you know I'm like a concerts guy. I've seen Phish 150 times. I've seen a million concerts. I saw Prince. I've seen Cream. I've seen some awesome stuff. Nothing compares to this building. Nothing. It is the best live in-person experience of my life, man. And I'm old, Jack. I'm freaking old. This is the best building I've ever been in for this round. Like, that's what it feels like.
And, you know, I was a tad bit worried about, you know, these tickets are going for high prices. can they live up to the standard?
Totally. That totally. Has been set, yep. No doubt.
You know, the last you know, month here. They did. They really totally did. I mean,
they exceeded it.
I mean, the Harper homer was pandemonium.
It was, dude, again, that's when I twisted my ankle. Like, Yeah. Everyone lost it, like jumping around like maniacs, now, hugging everyone. I hugged so many people tonight.
Are you gonna have to go on the IL for that?
I'm gonna tough it out
tomorrow night.
Well, so you know,
am I gonna see you limping around at work tomorrow?
So you know when you have those injuries, and Jack, you might be too young, but you're an athlete, so you get these. You know when you have those injuries where in the moment you're like, oh, that's bad, but I'm at, you know, game three of the World Series and the Phillies are winning, and I'm juiced up on adrenaline, I'm fine. But you know that when you wake up, for me, that'll be in 5 hours. You know when you wake up, it's really going to hurt. One of those. It's really going to hurt tomorrow. I'll be fine. I'll be jamming out. I'll be good. It's going to hurt.
Now, you're pushing through on adrenaline. Which is
that's okay. Exactly right, buddy. It's all I got.
That's what we do for this podcast.
Right. That's right.
But yeah, it's just, you know, the Harper homer happened. The bum homer was like, oh, that's
he's like, what? All right.
Like, for as cool as the Harper homer was, it was like the bum homer. I was like, ah, this might be different. You know, they're like, hey, that's a different feeling.
Yep.
The Schwarber homer was the cherry on top.
What a shot that. And then Reese back to back. It was like, why not? Like, sure.
That's what we do now.
I know.
You know, we got to get those guys.
And Marshy, just another one. Just no big deal. Just throw it in there. Why not?
That's another thing. Like, and I was going to say this for the take bag, but it's so weird. Like, pretty much knowing that center field's locked down for the next at least 5 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like, oh, well, we have Brandon Marsh, who's going to play Gold Glove caliber center field for the next 5 years, and also can hit a little bit. Like, he's a pretty good hitter.
He's got two home runs in the playoffs, man. One in the World Series. Like, no big.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Easily. But yeah, he's just kind of right of the ship out there.
Our guy Dave, buddy. Yeah. Our guy Dave. Never doubted him.
There's a lot of fear.
I love that trade the moment it was announced. I never had any misgivings, any doubts.
Yeah. it's all good. That's why you get one of the best executives of all time.
Yeah. By the way, we didn't talk about it, but him going up to Verlander during his press conference before game one was the most power move. The, hey, don't forget who signed you or whatever. Like, that was such a power move. As soon as he did that, I'm like, Verlander's screwed. Like, that was such a bad act. He's such a boss. Dombrowski's a boss, man.
Well, he's also laying the groundwork for future, you know, a contract negotiation at the end of this year. Right. And I would like to say, like, I think Verlander's already ingratiating himself into the city.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Shout out. It's hard to hate on that. Well, it was like in the moment it was funny. And then like everyone was had all their stuff. And then when he came out and was like, hey, guys, like, relax. Like, they didn't throw anything at the bus. I'm just having fun. This is what they do. I'm doing it. I was like, all right, that was pretty cool. Shouts.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to him starting game three of the World Series next year.
Well, what I can't wait. Yeah. What I can't wait is when he takes the mound and all of CBP just flips in the bird is going to be epic. It's because that's a lock, right? Like, there is no doubt that when Verlander takes the hill here, every single person here is flipping in the bird, right? Like, that has to happen. Like, we are all doing that, right? Everyone's in, because I'm not going to be the only guy flipping the bird when he takes the hill, but I'll be doing it. I'm telling you.
I hadn't thought about it. I really
it's such
it.
A no-brainer, right? It's great, right? The whole stadium flipping in the bird is, like, pretty good, man. That would be a pretty good – someone will take an amazing picture of
be
that.
Be very high level. Like, can you imagine, like, instead of – I don't like a picture of the Halliday no hitter where like all the rally dolls in the back going, but it's just 46,000 people giving them the bird. It would be amazing.
Pretty good, right?
It'd be amazing. Pretty good. So everyone do that.
Yeah, do that. Do that. We're starting that now. It's a thing.
Yep. No rally dolls, just bird. you know, just middle fingers. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for Verlander. Like, I mean, tomorrow's gonna be great. And there's still a little part of me that's like, if they have a chance to close this thing out at home, like, I think Zach Wheeler takes the ball.
Wow. Like, I love that.
I think he does. Like, like, that's why he was signed. And I know, I hope it's the knee, frankly.
Me too.
I hope it's the knee.
Me too.
I hope it's not the arm. But there's just this part of me where it's like, man, you have a chance to close this whole thing out at home. Like, just give me the ball and get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. Let me do my thing. So, I still think that's on the table. But either way, you know, hopefully the next couple of nights we have some awesome people throwing out the first pitch.
Hey,
some people
in the building tonight. Just saying.
Hopefully. And this place is just continues to be the coolest place in sports.
Oh. And again, tonight was amazing because they announced they had Schmidt, Dr. J, Brandon Graham, and Brandon Perron coming out. What they didn't tell us, they're going to have Jason Wirth, Ryan Howard, Pat Burrell, and Cole freaking Hamels come out to catch the pitches. And shout out, Cole got the biggest pop, which so deserved. That was awesome. And, I mean, it's just, again, it's just, it was a surreal night, man. It was a surreal night. This whole run's been surreal. We saw the Phillies win a game 7-0, a World Series game, and I'm 7-0. And
too easy.
They didn't use any of their guys. Like, Alvarado, Sir Anthony, like, extra day rest. Why not? Like, these guys are, like, it's unbelievable how, like, this game was so, like, game three is so important regardless, obviously, in any 1-1 series. It's, you know, the numbers are obviously dramatic who wins game three. But for them to win game three the way they did, for them not to have to use their guys, for them to be able to go into tomorrow with Alvarado and Sir Anthony ready to, like, because, like, if you can get Nola to Alvarado to Sir Anthony tomorrow and just be up 3-1, like, man, they are in an amazing spot, man. They're in an amazing spot right now.
Well, and they keep winning the important ones. They win game ones.
Yeah, it's a great point.
They win game ones. They've won game threes. They've lost game twos on the road after winning game ones, mm-hmm. which is fine.
Yep. No, you're right.
They've won game
one. They've clinched here every time. It's a great point, Jack.
So they just keep winning the games. That, like, whenever there's a little bit of doubt, whenever there's a little bit of like, ah, oh, well, this is when it obviously comes crumbling down. You're like, you know what?
No problem.
Bryce is going to have a home run. Schwarber's going to go yard. Bonds going to yard. Reese go yard. Marsh go yard. It's no big deal, you guys. And mix that all in with the bullpen pitching a shutout.
Shutout. Shutty. Shutty. All right. I mean, can you – like the Astros bullpen, we heard so much about him.
Yep.
Phillies bullpen, the star of the World Series. All right. I can't – I didn't expect to take back because we were together all night. Like, I don't know when you took your notes or how you did it, but – you having a take bag is maybe the most impressive thing that's happening in this pod. Well, so lay it on me, buddy. Well, like I did not think to take one note for our pod. This is all vibes, all just straight off what I remember. I'm so proud of you, buddy.
Well, great. I'm proud.
You're
of
the hero of everything. This doesn't happen without Jack. Like, again, I forgot everything. I remembered my mic, and I was so proud of myself because I remember my mic and my computer, and I forgot the freaking thing that connects my mic to my computer. All right. Like, I was so horrible tonight. Jack's the hero. So take bag it up, hero.
First thing, I feel like my take bag is like just a whole list of people I'm proud of. again, just happy. I'm proud of Brogdon.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Shout out to our guy, dude. Shout out to Connor, man. Shout out. It's a great call.
Because, like, you know, the first series, like, dude, he can't pitch ever again.
I know.
Like, straight up, not allowed. Like, don't ever let him, you know, warm up. He's great, you know. Yeah. I don't know how it looks on camera. But I believe, like, I was starting to squint, and I was like, is that Ryan Matson? so that was great. I'm proud of him. Kyle Gibson, future game 5 starter for the
World. How about it?
Like,
Gibby, what a resurgence. Wait, Dave Shaw, buddy.
I will say this. I'll say this. And I mean this 60%.
60-70%. Okay.
Him starting a World Series game would be hilarious. Like, it would be hilarious.
It'd be amazing.
And let me tell you something. They wouldn't lose it either.
Like, I don't
know. That's one of those games where it's like, oh, let's head into the game, and they're obviously going to lose the Gibson start. And it's like, oh, wait, they won the Gibson start.
I know.
They've won the last two bullpen games. You know, yeah. They won the Falter start where they're down 4-0 early.
Dude, think about it. They have 3 losses, and 2 of them are Wheeler starts. They have 3 losses in the playoffs, and 2 of them are Wheeler starts. Like, what? Really? What is that? And one's a Nola start. Like, really, they've lost 3 games this postseason, and it's been Wheeler and Nola. Like, come on, man. Come on.
Just like how we drew it up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just like how we drew it up. I can't wait for Baum to continue to lift the ball. That's just another take. You know, he's going to be a monster when he figures that whole thing out because he's huge and he should hit the ball out of the ballpark more often. Because
it's great when he does that. It's a good thought.
Ranger was great. I wonder, I hope it doesn't get to this point, but there's something about Game 7 Ranger.
Oh, buddy. I agree. I don't think it's going to get to that point, but if it did, if, you know, Houston surprises us and wins a game here and then we win 5 and then we lose 6, I think that's the way it would happen. I don't think there's any way we're losing 2 here, but I think theoretically we could lose 1. Games are weird. Baseball's weird. I would feel like supremely confident with Rangers starting game 7. Like, literally, I mean, like, obviously a healthy Wheeler is the guy I would want to start most, but like, I know this sounds crazy, but I think I might feel as confident with Ranger taking the game 7 as anyone on the staff. It's crazy, but that's how I feel right now.
Well, the thing is that the beauty of what happened tonight is that, you know, if they want to go Nola tomorrow and then you want to just trust your studs and go Nola game 7 if we get to that point, is that it allows you to go Ranger out of the bullpen in game 6.
Yep.
If Wheeler doesn't give you much innings, it allows you to go Wheeler out of the bullpen game, or Ranger on the bullpen in game 7. Mm-hmm. Like, it allows you to now use him in a bunch of different roles if you don't think he's going to make another start. But I turned it to Joe Giglio tonight, and I was like, he really does feel like this team's Jamie Moyer. you know.
Yeah. And hey, game 3-08. It's a great comp. Yeah, it's a great comp. He was great in that game. It's a really good call.
He's great.
Yeah.
And I think the last thing in the take back is very important. I think it's going to continue to get overshadowed. But like, dude, Bryce Harper. I know.
I know.
But like, dude,
that was the spot where normally I'm expecting Johan Rojas in the Arizona Fall League is crushing, guys.
I know. But the thing is, James, is that instead of talking about the Arizona Fall League, we're talking about the World Series.
World Series, no big deal. No big deal to us.
But
we always expected it.
But like, Bryce Harper is doing stuff that, like, well, we grew up, and it's like, here are the legends of baseball.
Yeah.
Here are these are the guys. These are the guys that you look up to. These are the baseball card guys. These are the guys that have statues. These are the guys that go into Cooperstown. These are what they did in the postseason.
Yep.
Our guy
is
doing that. Yeah. And our guy is having that kind of postseason. Our guy, like, he is legitimately cementing himself into the upper echelon of all-time greats. And he is a World Series ring away from, like, I mean, like, put him in the Hall of Fame tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know? Like, start etching the statue outside Citizens Bank Park, because this guy's ridiculous, man. Like, he's ridiculous. And the cool part about Bryce being in this World Series is that, you know, it's almost allowed all the national debate shows to be able to talk baseball, because Bryce is a very takeable
actor. Yeah, he's a superstar. He's one of the few.
And he's having, again, like, he's having an NBA superstar's MLB postseason, which just doesn't happen. This doesn't happen. So, like, I can't let it be lost, because I know we're going to talk about Rangers.
No, it's a great point.
We're going to talk about all these guys. But, dude, like, this guy, man, is just going off. He's just going off in the World Series, in the NLCS, in the NLDS, big homer against the Cardinals in the wild card series. Like, this is stuff of legends. Like, we never saw Utley, Browns, or Howard have a sustained run like this guy's having. And we hold those guys in a really, really high tier. And we hold those guys, and rightfully so. Like, they're our guys. Utley had the World Series in 09. J-Roll had the walk-off and clinchers. Rollins had Get Me to the Plate Boys, and, you know, 09 NLCS MVP, and some big moments in the Elite World Series. But, like, what Bryce is doing right now is, like, high level hitting. And it's very rare that we see our superstars, our guys, and actually doing it on the big stage. Like, man, I can't believe it. I can't believe what our guy's doing. And another moment tonight.
Yeah.
We're starting to cement and stack a Hall of Fame resume.
Yeah. No, it's a great point, and I'm happy you mentioned it, because you're right. There's so much stuff with this team right now that you forget about what Bryce Harper's doing.
It hurts, like with the Eagles, where it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, all these guys are doing stuff, but oh, wait, Jalen has like 144 quarterback rating.
And has like no turnovers, and it's just, yeah. And the thing that makes, and again, to your point, Chase, Jimmy, Ryan, Cole, like, those are our guys. They want us our title, the only one that we have in our lifetime. Like, they'll be forever our guys, but like, and I love those guys, but Bryce Harper is a way better player than they were. Like, Bryce Harper is a Hall of Famer. I love those guys. And we both think Chase Utley deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, Bryce Harper, assuming his career just continues on a normal trajectory, is a no doubt a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, he has the potential to be an inner circle Hall of Famer. He is one of the best players in the sport. He's won two freaking MVPs, man. Like, he is an all-time all-timer. The list of two MVP guys isn't that long, man. Like, it's a special list, and he has a chance. He's still young enough. If he wins a third, like, then you're talking about, you know, the elite of baseball who have done that. And to your point, like, no matter how great you are, you got to do it when it matters. You got to do it in the postseason. You got to win a World Series. Like, you have to be like the all-time all-timers. You have to have that stuff on your resume. And he's two wins away from doing it. And to your point, like, it's not like they're just winning with Bryce. They're winning because of Bryce. Like, he makes such a difference. He has had the biggest hits of this postseason. Obviously, the Harper homer and against the Padres, the single biggest moment I've ever been live for. But tonight, like, you're so right, setting the tone. Like, that homer, it was like, that's what set the party off. As soon as Bryce hit, Harper hit that, I was like, all right, we got this. We're winning tonight. We're winning tonight. And, it shouldn't be lost in the shuffle that we are getting to witness an all-time great do all-time special things in the World Series. Like, that is – being the baseball fans we are, like, I get excited when I see any all-time great for any team do this kind of stuff in these moments. It's like, wow, I just saw whoever, Albert Pujols, in a home run the World Series when it mattered. Like, that's so cool. It's Albert Pujols. Like, he's ours. It's our guy. It's the guy who chose us. The guy who said, Philly, I love you. I'm coming there. And now he's doing the World Series. It's you're right. It's like maybe the coolest thing about this insanely cool, unbelievable run we're having right now.
Yeah. And it's like the perfect cherry on top to what has been an unbelievable run.
Man. The Phillies just won game three of the World Series, 7-0 at home. Two more. Hey, Topper. Two more. Two more. Two more. Oh my God, this is like surreal. I'm so happy, guys. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for all of us. I'm happy for everyone listening to this right now, everyone watching this right now. Like, we've waited so long. We waited so long for this. We waited through so much horrible baseball, just depressing nights, gut punch losses. Like, I feel like for years, Jack and I were like, couldn't record a happy pie. It was like, oh, we won 8 straight in July. Yay! Like, now we get to do real stuff. This is real. We're 2 wins away from the World Series. I'm so happy. So happy, man. We got to finish it out. But I'm so happy for a team.
Well, my final thought.
Yes. I didn't even have to ask you. No, but yeah, I have to get up and – but I've not mentioned – look at this. This is, and people have said, it's 1:12 in the morning. You have to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Don't care. Don't care. This is awesome. I'll do this all night.
1:12 in the morning, and we are looking at a season thing. And guess what, buddy? We're back here tomorrow.
Back here today. Today.
Today. Today.
Today. All right. Final thought, Fritzy.
Final thought is that at about, let's say, 20. No, that's not even close. 20, I guess 22 hours from now.
Right? Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Aaron Nola will have just pitched the Phillies.
Love it.
Up 3-1. I could not have more trust. You want to add old takes, expose, and cut that audio? Go ahead.
I love it.
But I can't help but feel really, really confident in the performance we're getting from Knowles tomorrow. I think it's a big moment for him, and I think he's ready to go.
All right. Final thought. Get us 8:03 today. I was about to say tomorrow. Get us 8:03 today. PM, not AM. AM, less so. On the way to PM. And just thank you, everyone who's coming with us on this ride, because it's the best ride we've ever been on, and it's the happiest I've ever been. So this is awesome. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Fruits and Seltzer.